Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. I am America's voice. I'm fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth every single day. Common sense must prevail. This is why we fight, my friends, for truth and justice and liberty. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, National Public Radio caught in a great big lie, telling the world Justice Neil Gorsuch refuses to wear a mask around Sonia Sotomayor. It's not true, and they stand behind it anyway. Number two, a new report on Afghanistan debunks claims by the Biden administration that they knew nothing about the possible collapse of Afghan forces. They were told a lot, apparently. And number three, we mark Joe Biden's ugly, terrible, horrible first year in the White House. The 46th president of the United States has very little to point at and claim victory, but apparently he has no idea what a complete failure he's been on the job. None whatsoever. America knows. That's why his poll numbers are falling into the low 30s, well below former President Donald Trump at this time. So the Trump haters, you got a problem. Oh, and Biden's number collapsed while the media fawned over him, protected him, and defended him, completely unlike what happened with Donald Trump. And they did all of those things, insulating Joe Biden, until they realized doing so was a lot like Pickett's charge, which is to say Biden is an epic failure of historical proportions. And the media finally cutting him loose a bit. There's a lot to sort out from a wretched press conference yesterday. Only the second, by the way, only the second solo press conference Joe Biden has given as president. And it was, to put it mildly, a lot like roadkill. Ugly doesn't even begin to cover it or do it justice. But let's get our hands dirty and dig into this rancid mess, if it's okay with you. Speaking of world affairs, Joe Biden defended in vain his indefensible failure of leaving Afghanistan. He actually did this again. Afghanistan is the spot that marked the beginning of his collapse. So this is really bizarre for Joe Biden to come out here and say, we did well in Afghanistan. We didn't have any idea. It marked the beginning of the collapse of his presidency. He is a lame duck president today. Make no mistake. And thankfully, that's true. Otherwise, the destruction and the damage to this country would be far more significant. Thankfully, it's not. Maybe we can mitigate some of it. But listen to what he said. Here it is.
There is no way to get out of Afghanistan after 20 years easily. Not possible, no matter when you did it. And I make no apologies for what I did.
Well, the report by Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, John Sopko, submitted to the Department of Defense January 2021, underscores that American authorities had been alerted that Afghanistan's Air Force did not have the capabilities to survive after a U.S. withdrawal. In particular, the report points to U.S. failures to train Afghanistan and Afghan support staff, leaving the Air Force unable to maintain its own aircraft without American contractors. They couldn't even keep their planes flying. We left. We just took off. So that's a lie. President Biden also thinks, yes, he thinks he's doing a great job. I also remember in fifth grade when I was not doing great and screwing around a heck of a lot, and I told my mom I was doing pretty good. Didn't make it true then. Surely doesn't make it true now. Listen.
This afternoon, the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said that the midterm elections are going to be a report card on your progress on inflation, border security, and standing up to Russia. Do you think that that's a fair way to look at it? And if so, how do you think that report card looks right now?
I think report cards will look pretty good if that's where we're at.
I'm sorry. It's going to look pretty good. That's what I told my mom. Says you missed this assignment, this assignment, this assignment. It's going to look pretty good. Right until I got grounded for half a year or whatever it was. The weakness of the Joe Biden presidency, there for all to see. And then he suggested there hasn't been an invasion by a country like Russia into Ukraine. He also suggested a small incursion wouldn't be a very big deal. You know, if you go into Ukraine a little bit, it's probably all right. He doesn't remember the Russian invasion of what it was, Czechoslovakia 1968, Afghanistan 1980, Crimea That's when Joe Biden was vice president in 2014. And hell, 2 weeks ago, Russia was in Kazakhstan. None of these things happened. Joe Biden said, like, haven't had an invasion like this since World War II. It's not going to happen now. Joe, weren't you in high school in World War II? You should remember this. Later, he was ruling in the basement of his Delaware home for 101 days out of the first year in office, but I digress. Listen to this.
Of course you have to be concerned when you have, you know, a nuclear power invaded. If he invades, it hasn't happened since World War II. This is the most consequential thing that's happened in the world in terms of war and peace since World War II.
Joe Biden, all kidding aside, is dangerously out of touch with, well, everything, frankly. Everything. He's a dangerous individual. America, what have you done to yourself? On the economy, Biden admits everything costs more, but he takes no responsibility for any of it or anything. Why would he? Listen.
And so it's going to be hard. I think that's the place where most middle-class people, working-class people get hit the most. They pull up to a pump, and all of a sudden, instead of paying $2.40 a gallon, they're paying $5 a gallon. That's going to be really difficult.
Yeah, but it's not your fault. You didn't cancel the XL pipeline. Wait a second. You did cancel the Keystone XL pipeline. You didn't mess up the supply chain. Oh, wait a second. Joe Biden just made it a requirement to match Canada so that truck drivers going back and forth across the Canadian border, many that would be hauling oil and energy, have to have vaccinations, which half of the drivers don't have and have no interest in getting. And with 100,000 open trucking jobs in America, they're not going to bother. So the supply chain problems you have now are going to get markedly worse, like I have been telling you since Brian Hitchcock was here from the Michigan Trucking Association, telling us that his drivers aren't interested. Why would they be? They can get $100,000 a year jobs and never leave the country and not have to be vaccinated, not have the hassle. Anyhow, one more thing before we go to the break, and that is Joe Biden spending a lot of time talking about COVID and what a great job he's done, which, to call it delusional, wouldn't be fair by any stretch. Listen to this psychotic performance. Go.
We're also increasing testing. Should we have done more testing earlier? Yes. I know there's a lot of frustration and fatigue in this country. And we know why. COVID-19, Omicron has now been challenging us in a way that it's the new enemy. The COVID-19 is not going to give up and accept things. It's not going to go away. Immediately, get the booster shot. It's all part of the same thing. You're better protected. Am I satisfied with the way in which we have dealt with COVID and all the things that go along with it? Yeah, I am satisfied. I think we've done remarkably well.
He thinks that they have done remarkably well. Remember that when you see gas at $4 a gallon, empty shelves at the supermarket, truck drivers that are refusing to go across the Canadian. But remember all that. Quick break.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Here are five good reasons for high school multi-sport participation. Fewer overuse injuries. Less opportunity for emotional burnout. Exposure to different kids and coaches. Exposure to different roles. And learning to compete better. Being a multi-sport participant can help a kid become a more well-rounded person. Multi-sport participation is cross-training for life. Learn more at the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.